That's right.
第一次帮我做讲道的翻译。
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah, okay.
No accent.
请问大家今天是几号？
So what is the today's date?
2月2号哈。 有人说这是2020年2月2号。 所以大概有4个0，4个2，是不是？
So today's the date has consisted of 4 twos and 4 zeros.
所以有人说这是爱你爱你爱你爱你哈。
So that's love you, love you, love you, love you, four times.
那我们今天讲到的题目呢？ 不是故意设计哈， 正好也是彼此相爱。
And so today is not because of date, but rather is a series that we have.
那有一个神学生啊， 接受一个课程啊， 给他的作业哈。
So a student who got an assignment from school.
那这作业就说， 你要把整个圣经的主题拿出来， 来看一看。
So that his assignment is to pick up all the major theme from all the books.
那么这个主要性你挑出一个来哈。
So everyone is just to pick one thing.
然后你在不同的书卷呢， 来去找相关的这个东西来做一个写一篇这个论文。
And then to write a dissertation based on that and plus with a lot of references from the Bible.
所以这个学生呢， 他就选了这个爱作为这个主题。
So this student, he picked the word love as his theme.
所以他把这论文交上去哈。
After he submitted his dissertation.
那这个教授看了之后啊， 就给他写了一个批语。
So the professor gave him a comment on his paper.
说这个你选的这个主题呢， 应该是一个非常不恰当的。
He said, you picked the very inappropriate title.
你选了这个爱是贯穿于这个圣经的主题，这个又抽象啊，又在没有办法定义神学上哈。
He said, well, this, the word of love is very abstract, and you cannot really precisely to define it.
所以呢，他这论文当然就没有被觉得是要重新的去改写。So
he has to rewrite his dissertation.
Well, 神学院教授都这样说，他搞不清楚神的爱是什么。
So since the professor was talking about criticizing him, so he doesn't know what does that mean.
这是现代人很多的问题哦。
So that is actually very common for these people do not know what's our love.
每个人都讲的爱哈。
Everyone talk about, able to talk about love.
但是究竟爱是什么，我们又却搞不清楚。
But what is love? People doesn't really truly understand.
基督徒也知道我们要爱。
And Christian knows that we need to love.
可是很多的时候，我们也不晓得怎么样去爱啊。
But we don't know how to love.
因为神爱世人，所以我们也爱世人。
So like the Bible said that God so loved the world, so therefore we are obligated to love each other.
所以你来到教会，牧师也讲爱哈。So
when you come to church, then hear about the love that taught by pastors.
是回到家以后，你就有压力哈。But
when you get home, then you definitely see the pressure of.
其实你看，你的另外那一位也很多不这么可爱哈。But
because your spouse may not be that lovable.
那有的时候爱是比较困难哈。So
this is sometimes it is very difficult to practice the love.
很多人认为爱是一种感觉，是一种。 感受啊，是一种情绪。
So many people feel that the love, they define love as an emotion or how you feel.
他觉得这个东西都很抽象啊。
And that's too much abstract.
有一个姐妹就跟我讲啊。
So one sister mentioned to me.
她说陈牧师，我已经不行了，爱不下去了。
A sister told me that, hey, Pastor Chen, I just cannot do anymore. I just cannot love anymore.
这个姐妹呢， 她经常的这个poke我哈。
So she always, there's one sister always poke me.
我已经忍耐她很多次了。
I was just trying to endure that for so many times.
这是最后一次，我算了吧。 就到这儿为止了。
That was the last one I will ever put up with her. Then after that, then going forward, that will be it.
是不是我们也有这种时候？
Sometimes do you have some moment like this?
我们爱到一个程度，爱到要破产了已经。
So sometimes we try to love, but we have become bankrupt. We cannot do it.
我们没有办法再继续下去哈。
We cannot continue.
实际上，这个根本的原因就是我们不知道怎么样去爱别人。
But the key is that we do not know how to love.
今天我们来看这个系列，我们是开始一个新的系列哈。
So today our church will start a new series.
这个新的系列就叫彼此之间哈。
And the series is one another.
那我大概会讲八次。
So I will be sharing eight times.
那这个彼此呢之间不但讲到彼此相爱
，and we will cover the love for one another，
也讲到彼此认罪
，and to confess one another, confess sin to one another，
也讲到彼此饶恕
，and to forgive one another，
也讲到彼此教导
，and to teach one another，
也讲到彼此祷告
，and
等等
to pray for one another。
因为这和我们今年教会的主题是一致的。
And this is to follow the theme of the church.
我们今年的主题是彼此相交，共同成长。
So the theme for this year is to care one another, to grow with together.
因为我们彼此相交的话，是讲到我们在一个要推动小组的这个时候哈。
So as we communicate, we fellowship with each other, is we can through the small groups.
那么在小组里面，我们怎么样彼此的相爱
？And how do we love one another in the form of small groups?
我们怎么样彼此的互动
？And how can we help each other?
这也是我们推动小组事工的目的所在。
And it is the purpose of what we are promoting the small groups this year.
因为小组不是为牧师做的哈。
So the small group is not a program that for pastor.
这个小组也不是为教会做的哈。
And this small group is not a activity for the church.
这个小组是为我们弟兄姐妹自己做的。
But yet it is for your own benefit.
那么我们在灵里面有属灵的伙伴哈。
So that we have a partnership in the spirit.
所以我们彼此的扶持，共同的成长。
So we can care for one another and grow together.
那今天我们看的是约翰一书七章四章七到十二节哈。
So today's our message is based on the first John chapter 4 verse 7 to 12.
Yeah, 不是七章，约翰一书没有七章哈。
I mean, chapter 4,
四章七节，刚才我说错了。
And 12.
好。那么我来读中文，那么Anderson 会来读英文哈。
So Pastor Chen is going to read Mandarin in Chinese, and then I'll read in English.
那约翰一书四章七到十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，让我们彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡爱的都是由神生，并且认识神。
And dear friends, let us love one another.For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
凡不爱的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神的爱在此就显明了。
And this is how God showed him his love among us.He sent his only and the one and the only son into the world that we might live through him.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atonement sacrifice for us for our sin.
亲爱的弟兄啊。神既是这样爱我们，我们就当彼此相爱。
Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，他的爱在我们里面就得以完全了。
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us.
所以这段经文里讲到很多爱哈。
So in this just a short passage, they mention so many times about love.
我请大家数一下好不好？无论你是读中文圣经、英文圣经还是希腊文圣经哈，你数一下这个爱有在这段经文里出现了多少次。
So whichever the Bible version you are reading, can you count how many words, how many times of a love being mentioned? You got it?
Wow, Pastor got 12, huh? Pastor Ray got
12. Pastor Ray counted for 12 in English version. How about Chinese? Jackson found another two.
You missed something. 谁还有谁
No, he doesn't know. He just challenged you.
啊
13?
Okay. 14. Who say 14?14, 还有没有
？Going once, going twice.
14, 哈 ，14, 哈 ，Yeah， 因为这亲爱的弟兄那个里有个爱哈，所以两次出现，第七节、第十一节两次说是亲爱的弟兄那有两个爱哈，
我要
给你来。15,
in Chinese version, that the word of a dear friend, it has the Chinese words love. So the Chinese, we have more love than English. So anything that's a 15.
Yeah, 希腊文应该是大概是14个哈。
So in,
你看这短短的这几节经文有这么多爱。
Just in these few verses has mentioned love so many times.
所以我们看到，莫怪乎有人称约翰是什么？是爱的使徒哈。
So that's why the people called John the Baptist as the love, Apostle John as the Apostle of Love.
所以约翰在这里给了一个命令，叫彼此相爱。
So John gave a new commandment is to love one another.
所以他首先没有开始来解释什么是爱哈。
So he started without defining what is the definition of love.
首先他也没有再去应用哈。
And he did not provide any practical, the practical examples.
他首先来描述这个爱的来源是什么。
But he mentioned the source of love.
所以第七节在讲爱是哪里，是从神而来的。
So the source, as verse 7 mentioned, the source is from God.
那第二点，这个爱是什么？由神而生的。
And the second one is the love is for those born of God.
所以这个爱呢，不是以人的标准呢。
So you can see the standard of love is not from human, but rather from God.
所以是乃上帝为准绳的哈。
But that is that was the standard of God.
所以当基督徒我们谈到爱的时候，我们那个标准呢？是很高的。
So when we talk about love for Christians, that is the standards are so high.
那这里面呢，接下来然后约翰才给出这个爱的定义哈。
Then John, Apostle John, gives the definition of love.
所以第八节就讲到爱的定义是什么？神就是爱。
So the definition of love is God is love.
这个是一个惊天动地的声明。
Oh, this is such a proclamation for the world.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为古代至今所有的宗教
，because since the day from the early the ancient days and even among older religion,
从来没有一个是这样来宣告的。
And no one can define and proclaim such love.
你可能会惧怕一个神。
And you, the others, we try to be fear of God.
或者说你可能会去去崇拜一个神。
You maybe want you to worship a God.
或者说我们好想去贿赂一个神。
Or you maybe want to bribe a God.
不管是让他给我们点好处也罢，还是说让他不要来降灾祸给我们也罢。
Maybe you want to bribe the God so that he maybe have some favor to you or and not to give you any harm.
但是没有这样的宣告说神就是爱。
But none but here God is love.
所以神的爱呢是基于神的属性哈。
So the love is really based on the nature of God Himself.
这是神本身的这个本质哈。
Then that's His nature of God.
所以神的爱是一种无私的爱哈。
And God's love is unselfish.
那么这种爱呢是一种牺牲的。
And it is a sacrificial.
这种爱是为了对方的益处而付出的爱。
And it bonus is for others' good, but the benefit of others.
我想这个定义我以前也讲过了哈。
So I have mentioned such a definition in the past.
所以神的爱呢是没有条件的。
And God's love is without condition.
所以我们要基督徒要爱呢是要用这种爱去爱别人的。
And that is what how we love one another.
所以呢我们首先要有种这种爱的本质。
So we need to have such a nature of love in us.
所以这种本质呢是神已经赐给我们了。
And this nature of love that God already put in us.
因为当我们相信耶稣基督成为我们救主的时候
As we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior,
神就把这种啊本质赐给我们。
And God give us such a nature in us.
所以我们知道了神的爱是什么，我们就知道爱人应该用这种爱去爱。
So once we taste what's the love of God, and then we will be able to love other people.
现代人和或许会认为哈，这个神的爱是浪漫的哈。
So somebody feel the love is romantic.
但是圣经中的爱却不是这样。
But that is not the definition of the love mentioned in the Bible.
所以我们讲到这两种不可以混淆的哈。
So this is the two things should not be confused.
所以约翰在这里用 agape 哈这个希腊文的字来表这个爱。表示神的爱哈。
So John over here using the godly word of love, that's agape.
那么这种是一种最高层次的爱。
And that's the highest nature of love.
所以我们知道了什么是爱，我们才会怎么样去爱人哈。
So only when we taste what is the agape love, then we are able to love one another.
所以这个跟世间的爱可能是不太一样。
And this is totally different than this love defined by this society.
一个年轻人可以跟一个女孩子说我爱你。
And this young man maybe talk to a girl say I love you.
结果呢这女孩子说对不起我不爱你。
The girl may say I'm sorry but I don't feel love for you.
那这个年轻人怎么样？可能就会恼羞成怒，是什么？这种情杀，我们会常常看到这种情况。
And then as a result, there's many news we heard that the boy got hurt, that he ended up with killing the girls.
你觉得这是一种真正的爱吗
？Is that true love?
那当他被拒绝的时候，他就恼羞成怒了，是不是
？And once he been rejected, and then he become angry.
所以这种爱是自私的。
This is definitely selfish love.
所以我们爱别人常常是有这种东西在里面，是有条件的。
So a lot of times we love each other people is with the conditional love.
甚至我们在世界上我们有夫妻之爱哈，有这个父母之爱。
Including the love between the husband and wife, and sometimes even within the parents.
有朋友之爱，也有这个亲子之爱。
And also the love of exercise among your friends or even with your children.
但是很多的时候，我们去仔细的去思想，有很多自私的成分在里面。
But if you really think about it, there's a lot of selfish elements in our love.
那我们华人的父母呢，常常都说我们很爱孩子。
So a lot of Chinese parents say that we love our kids.
我们为孩子我们牺牲很多。
We sacrifice for our children.
那但同时呢，我们也给孩子立了一个很高的标准，你一定要如何如何。
And also, of course, we also set a high standard for our children and for them to fulfill.
那不是所有的孩子呢，在学业上都可以出类拔萃的。
And it is not every children able to excel in academically.
那么我就看到有些家庭，因为这个父母呢，非常的逼孩子一定啊要功课上很好。
So I have witnessed so many parents pressure their children and so severely to excel in school.
那结果这个孩子就得了很严重的忧郁症哈。
And that resulted in a depression of the children.
那这一生呢，他都没有办法去正常的过一个正常人的生活。
Then as a result, he will not be able to live out just like a normal people.
这父母会说，我是因为爱你我才这样做。
So the parents are saying that I give you such a pressure is because I love you.
没错，我相信他父母绝对是爱孩子。
Yeah, I believe that the motive is that they love him.
但是我们不晓得怎么样去爱
啊。But we don't know how.
所以学习到彼此相爱的话，我们就是知道不是用我们人自己有的爱哈。
So we know that to love one another is not based on your own human love.
如果我们用这种爱去爱人的话，我们就爱不了很久，我们就走不下去了。
So that if you use a humanly love, then you will not last long.
那么我们如果真的用这种爱去爱，我们以为是爱，可能最后的结果是怎么样的？却是造成了一些悲剧发生。
But a lot of times they end up with the tragedy, even though you try to use your way to love others.
所以我们爱就是要用神的爱，用神的爱就首先要具有这个爱的本性。
So therefore, if you want to love somebody, you have to have the nature of God's love.
这是我们应该学习的。
And that's what we should pursue.
那么有了这个爱的本性之后，我们怎么样去爱人呢？
So, once we have the nature of God's love, then how shall we love one another?
那我们还应该培养爱的生命。
And then we are all to outgrow the life of love.
就是这个生命是什么？是从你那个本性里面要一点点培养出来的。
And we need to cultivate the love of life a little bit at a time.
不是我们有了这个本性，我们就可以马上去用这个神的爱去爱人了。
It's not because God gives you the nature of love, and then you are able to love right away.
这个要做培养的工作。
And you need to cultivate.
让你这个生命可以成长起来。
So that your life, the love of life, will continue to grow.
所以我们才可以用这个爱去爱别人。
Then that love can to able to use to love others.
怎么样我们的生命去成长呢？
And how can our love to grow?
我看我们来看这个第九节第十节哈。
And let's read verse 9 and verse 10.
当约翰讲过说神就是爱之后，他就来解释这个爱到底是什么。
And after John proclaimed that God is love, then he explains what is it.
所以他举了一个例子。
So he gave an example.
就是神差他独生子到世间来。
And he sent his one and only son into the world.
使我们借着他得生。
That we might live through him.
神的爱就在此显明了。
It manifests the love of God.
所以他举了一个例子，就是耶稣基督来到世上这个例子，来表明说神是这样来爱我们。
And he gave this example that he sent his only son to this world to express his love.
这个我们常常在教会讲啊，讲多了我们都好像没有感觉哈。
So because probably we heard it so many times, probably you don't have any more feel about the God's love anymore.
神爱世人，神差耶稣基督，耶稣基督为我们赎罪等等。
And God sent His only Son, Jesus, come to redeem our sin and such and as such and such.
但是要想到说，神就像保罗在罗马书讲的，神差他儿子的时候，不是把他的儿子送给人类，人类那个时候是神的朋友，人类是什么？是悖逆的，是神的仇敌。
Like Paul mentioned in the book of Romans, that he gave the Son, gave His only Son, is not at that time we are really.Be friend with God, but yet we were enemy of God.
当神计划说来拯救人的是，人是每天都在做背叛神的事情。
And yet at that moment, and all the human, we are all doing the things against God.
然后神把他的儿子差到这个世界上来。
And God at that time sent His only Son to this world.
那么我们来思想基督的一生的时候，我们就会思想他在天上有何等的荣耀哈。
So let's think about it. Jesus was in heaven at that before that he was in the glory.
他来到这个污浊的世界上，他就要有受到人的很多的限制。
And yet he descended to this such a sinful world Then he being limited by so much the human limitations.
他会饥渴。
He feel thirst.
他也会他也会疲劳。
And he also feel tired.
他也会身体受到这个各种的攻击跟影响。
And he being attacked by other things and other one other people want to influence him.
他要忍受我们人所忍受一切的。困难跟苦难
He need to endure all the difficulties and the suffering.
所以这就是神的爱，耶稣基督来到，他所付出的这个代价是我们难以想象的。
Then you can just cannot fathom all the price Jesus has to pay as he come down to this world.
那我们当中有很多人来到美国是因为什么？是因为我们要有一个。更好的生活
So many of us to come to the United States is because you are looking for a better life.
那么现在呢，很多中国人来到美国之后，他们都要回去了。
But now a lot of many Chinese after they came, they want to go back.
他说中国生活可能更好。
And now they just feel that the life in China is a little better.
我们不想去一个。生活很差的地方
And as a fact, nobody wanted to go to a place that have a worse living standard.
我们希望越来越好。
We always want to pursue a better life.
有谁乐意把他的儿子送到一个特别差的地方
So anybody who willing to send your children to a low living standard place?
那么你可能自己愿意去，你也不想让你儿子去哈。
Maybe you'll be willing to go by yourself, but you definitely don't want your children to go.
Yeah, 就更甭提你的孙子了哈。
And of course, definitely not for your grandchildren.
那么这样看来，神的爱我们要去思想，要去体会哈。
So for God's love, we need to think about it, has to feel about it.
那么你知道这个中国在汉朝的时候。这个汉朝的皇帝常常跟那匈奴要和亲的哈。
So at that in old days the Han dynasty at that time they trying to make a peace with the Han country from the west.
为什么要跟他们去和亲呢
？And they are usually used to let the people they have a intermarriage to make a peace.
因为他们这个不会就匈奴不会来骚扰。这个中原哈
，and so that way since they are relatives, they will not offend the China.
哇，这匈奴说要娶个汉朝的公主，他不这个匈奴的这个单于还不 happy 的，还不高兴的屁颠屁颠的哈。
So the Han sends their general to come to China. That looks like he cannot get the princess out of China.
因为他们是游牧民族，然后住在沙漠里面，那个条件生活条件依然非常非常的差。
Because the Han's the culture is that they live in the desert. They move around.So the living standards are quite harsh.
所以那个汉的公主呢，常常会不想去吧？你想想，娇生惯养的，她现在要去那个地方，常常不乐意去，对不对
？So there's many. So most of the times that the princess refused to marry to the people, the general from Han.
所以这汉皇帝呢，也是挺聪明的哈。
So this Han emperor is pretty smart.
于是呢，他就在这宫女当中选了一个认干女儿。
So he picked.One of the maid to be his goddaughter.
自己的女儿舍不得嘛
Because he just don't want to let go his own daughter.
所以大家知道昭君出塞的故事，对不对
？So that's Zhao Jun was sent to Han.
所以就把他送给匈奴而已。匈奴
Hun Han right 匈奴
Yeah.
I googled it yesterday.
Don't tell them the secret.
So the Han is the group that later on they offended Europe and took and also control the.
神的爱做给我们的这个事情，我们需要去默想的哈。
So we need to think about God's word.
因为我们默想这个基督的一生，基督的。所为我们做的，我们才会心里面感受到这个爱哈。
So you need to think, you need to meditate what God has done for us. Then we are really appreciate to know what's the gospel.
而且这种爱的话呢，需要我们去感受哈。
So the love is for you to experience it.
不单是停留在我们这个知识的层次，也要进入到我们的生命当中。
And God's love is not limited to only your knowledge, but to your life.
怎么样进入到我们的生命当中呢？
How can it go into your life?
神怎么样的爱我们？在我们一生当中，神的恩典有哪些？
And we need to reflect all the God's love and what He has, His love show up in, show in our life.
你要越去思想，你才越有感受。
The more you meditate on it, you will get moved even more.
你越知道说你有这么多的爱，你才有爱去给别人。
And only when you taste the love of God, and then you will be able to share with others.
我们人的这个思维是已经是出了问题的了哈。
And our thinking actually already been degraded.
其实我们得了很多的恩典，其实我们都有，但是我们常常记不住，全忘了。
But a lot of times we get mercy and a great grace from other from others, but a lot of times we forget about it.
然后呢，所有我们记忆当中的事，都是那些个我们受到伤害了、不好了，这个所有都是这些事情哈。
But a lot of times we remember the all those things that somebody hurt you.
所以我们记忆出了问题。
So our memory has some defect.
这是为什么我们要数算神的恩典。
That's why that God asked us to count His blessing.
所以当你数算的时候，你才知道那个感恩的心才会出来。
And only as you count God's blessing, and then your thanksgiving will just grow up, will just flood out of your soul.
不然我们的注意力全注意在我们的问题、我们的困难的上面。
Otherwise, we gravitate to the problem and also the people that hurt you.
我们没有看到，哇，原来神有这么多的恩典。
And you are not amazed by God's mercy blessing that you already received.
当有恩典感受的时候，我们就会怎么样？有赞美的心，有敬拜的心。
Once you realize God's love, then you will outgrow that the praises and also thanksgiving out from the deep of your heart.
所以敬拜呢，不只是我们星期天才有的敬拜。
So worship to praise God is not only limited to Sunday.
因为星期天呢，我们是一种集体的敬拜。
So Sunday is that everyone get together as a congregation to celebrate.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们有个人的敬拜。
I really encourage you, we should have all personal worship.
当你有个人敬拜的时候，你发现你整个的人呢，灵都被提升起来了。
So we should have a more every day we have to worship, and then you will find out your spirit will get lift up for the whole week.
这就是你属灵生命的成长了。
And that's how you grow your spiritual life.
你越感受到神的爱，你就愿意把这个爱去给别人。
The more you experience, you can feel God's love, and then they can also live out.
如果我每天想我们都世界上最可怜的人，那你怎么去爱别人呢？
Then how can you love other people if you think you are the victim of you are the most unlucky person?
所以啊，我们要去学习彼此相爱。
So let's practice to love one another.
这个呢，也是我们在成立小组在教会里面，我们大家要操练的一个功课。
And so this is why we are promoting the small group to practice God's love.
那我现在问大家一个问题哈。
Let me give you another question.
你说你是爱近处的人容易，还是爱远处的人容易
？So let me so you which one is easier to love the people that are near you or the people further away from you？
你不着急回答，你给你一分钟想一想。
Oh, let you don't rush. You don't need to rush to give me answer. Now think about it.
爱远处的人容易，太对了。
Oh, that's definitely true. It's easier for us to love the people.
武汉有了疫情。马上就会有人捐款，马上会有人送东西。哎呀，我们有爱心呐、啊，我们要去，很容易，对不对
？So just like Wuhan, once they have some infections over there, so it's easy for people just to say, "Hey, we love them." We start to donate things to send things to Wuhan.
当你跟一个人越亲近的时候，那个爱就越困难哈。
So, but however, as you closer to that person, that become difficult to love.
因为什么？因为我们就开始啊。有这个碰撞跟摩擦出来。
Because then you will end up with a conflict. and the personal conflict with that person.
你怎么去爱一个人哈？
How can you love while you have a conflict?
不太容易。
That's difficult.
所以有一个牧师跟我说哈。
So one time a pastor told me.
而陈牧师应该怎么办呢？我们教会推动小组哈。
And he said that our church was trying to promote this small group.
但是呢，我发现在每个小组之间，他们互相竞争。
They were competing among the small groups.
教会来了一个新人呢，他们就开始拉，这个你来我的组，我来你的组。哎呦，这个牧师很头痛啊。
So every time when there's a new person here come to church, then all the group try to grab them and try to invite them to their group.
这完来了教会还是那么大的压力哈。
So they just feel the people feel so much pressure when they come to church.
所以如果彼此相爱变成了彼此的竞争哈。
So to love one another become a competition with one another.
我们怎么可以？
Then how can we?
没有办法哈。
So that's a very difficult to love.
如这是关系到我们怎么彼此相爱，首先我们要意识到我们的关系不是彼此竞争的关系。
So the first one we need to realize that to love one another is not in the competition position.
如果你认识到我们是彼此竞争，你爱不下去的。
So if you are put yourself into a position of a competition, there's no way you can to love one another.
如果你知道我们是彼此需要，
but yet if you realize we need each other,
我们才可以爱下去嘛。
Then we can love.
对我来说呢，学习彼此相爱呢，不是在教会学的。
So to me, to love one another is not easily to learn from the church.
是我在公司上班学的哈。
And, but yet, maybe that's the testing ground is at work.
那我第一份工作在默克里做事哈。
So my
一个制药公司哈。
So my first job was in Merck company, the medical company.
那么雇佣我的这个公司的 director 哈，我不知中文主管吧哈，应该是主管。
And the director who hired me.
那他是一个从香港来的人，他是 Dr. Chu, 他不是基督徒。
And that was Dr. Chu, who is from Hong Kong, not a Christian.
但是他对我很好。
But he treated me very nice.
那他这个给我很多的帮助哈。
And he helped me quite a bit.
那我到第一份美国的工作，那很好的公司，我就非常的努力哈。
So since that was my first job to come to the United States, and I really trying to work hard.
那我的概念就是我一定要表现非常的好。
So then my motive is that I have to make sure that I can do a very good job.
我要让公司知道他这个钱是没有白付我的。
So I want them to know that my work is worth of their salary.
我很有价值。
And I have a value that way.
那不过因为我做的这个事情呢是做药物分析的哈。
Since my work was analytical about the medication,
那
medicine.
那专门有人呢去负责把这个药物呢来喂给动物哈。
So a lot, there's another group of people taking this medicine as a sample, they are feeding the animals.
Mice, rat, monkey, chimpanzee 都有。
They feed to the mice, monkeys, and all different animals.
然后他把这个血样抽出来哈。
And then after a while, they draw their blood.
专门有人去处理。
And there's another group of people to analyze the blood.
处理完之后要送到我的实验室，我去来分析这个药物的含量啊、成分啊、代谢物等等各种的数据。
So then they send all the results to me, then I have to analyze to analyze to see what's the substance and what the effective the change in their blood.
我只想到说要把我的工作做好。
So I only focus on my part of the work.
我不大知道前面的程序他们有多辛苦啊。
But I have no way to know how difficult the people before me.
所以我这工作就不太受欢迎哈。
So my work is not that being welcomed.
因为什么我常常告人家错误哈。
So because of my work, a lot of time to point out the error they made.
你该加这个东西你没加，我一测不出来。
So because like sometimes I by my test.Then I found out that you have some elements that the people forgot to put.
或者等等等这样的事情哈。
So this is a lot of times that I identify those things that the error people do.
所以这个 Dr. Chu 呢，他有一天就找我到这个到这他 office 跟他聊天哈。
So one day the Dr. Chu invited me to his office to chat.
那么他就啊非常啊客气哈，非常给我很多的鼓励哈。
So he is really a courteous and he gave me a lot of encouragement.
啊，他说金昌啊，这样吧，我安排你啊做一个 orientation 哈。
He said, "Well, let me." He said, "How about this? I'll give you an orientation." Because I never been to those into the field.
So he asked me to start from the first step to see what they're doing.
So that I need to start to observe start from the step one how the people in the field they do.
我才知道我亲手做他们所做的所有的一切的事情。
So I have to do, I need to do with them so that I know what all the work are involved.
所以我不光是只看到我的这部分工作。
So that way that I'm not only looking at my samples, but I see how the production looks like.
我一下子就从我的光是学化学我一下眼界开阔了。生物、药理等等，我全部的都了解一下。
So that expands me from the just simply the narrow chemistry, and then I get into a biology, get into the culture, and how to feed the animals.
所以我才学会这个，我们是彼此的需要。
So then I realize that we need one another.
要想我们这个做的成功，光靠我们是不可能的。
So that if we wanted to be successful and just by yourself, that's almost impossible.
所以我希望说呢，我们在教会，我们知道我们各个小组啊是互相的弥补，不是互相的竞争。
So the first is that the older small group is to complement each other rather than compete with each other.
所以当我们这样的学会哈，去回应神的爱的时候
，as we respond to God's love，
那么我们想。我们真的爱呀、啊，不是用自己的爱了哈。
Then we realize to love is not rely on your own love，
是因为神的爱在我们的身上发动了。
But rather God's love is in us。
那么我们用这种爱去爱别人
，and use the God's love to love other，
那这个爱就是没有穷尽的。
And that's unlimited love。
所以圣经里讲到呢，这个神的原则就是说什么？多的还怎么样？要多给他，少的呢？连他有的也要拿去哈。
So just like the principle that I mentioned in the Bible, that for those people who has more, then God will give you even more. But for those people who has a little but not use it, God will take away.
我们读这个圣经文常常感到困惑，这简直是不讲道理啊。
So a lot of times on the surface, we just feel that this is not reasonable.
所以美国这个经济学上呢，也常常有一个 term 叫马太效应哈。
So there's a term in the English, in the economy, 马太效应啊。
Matthew effect.
Oh, Matthew effect, okay.
Yeah, 那就是说什么呢？就是说这个穷人呢是越来越穷，富人是越来越富。
Oh, so that is the poor people getting poorer and the rich people getting richer.
那么怎么在属灵上是讲这个呢？就是说，当我们的爱呀、啊，给神的爱哈，我们得到越多，我们就给嘛。我们给出越多，怎么样？我们得到的越多。
So this is the same principle into exercise God's love. The more you give.The more you've been loved, and then you're able to get even more.
我们人的概念是，我比如说我有100块钱，我给出10块钱，我就剩90了，对不对
？For the human experience, if you let's say you have $10, you give $100, you give $10 away, now you got only 90 left.
但神的原则不是这样子。
But it's not the spiritual principle.
当你有100块钱，你给出10块钱，你还剩多少
？But after you give $10. And then how much do you still got left with?
你还有100块。
And you still have 100.
这就是神的原则。
And that's God's the principle.
所以爱也是一样哈。
So the same with the love.
当我们把爱给出去的时候哈。
As we give a love out.
不是说我给出一部分爱，我剩下的就少了一部分。
That you will not end up with the less love when you once you give it to other people.
当你把爱给出去，你的爱怎么样？就用。 更多的。
So as you give love to others, then you love or continue to grow actually.
这是神给我们的属灵原则。
And that's God's spiritual principle.
我很感谢主，我们的教会是一个啊非常好的一个教会，在彼此相爱上真是有美好的见证哈。
So I really thank God that our church is has a good testimony to love of people loving one another.
那我来到这教会虽然时间不长，真是弟兄姐妹真是都给我很多的关照哈。
So even though I've only been here a short time, but yet I can feel the love from you the congregation.
在18年我们来到这个地方找房的时候，我们就住在裴牧师跟裴师母家哈。
So 1918 when we came here looking for a place, and then we stayed in Pastor Ray and Annie's house. They host me.
Yeah, 他们都把我们的这个在那居住照顾我们的非常周到哈。
So really took care very well for us at the time.
那大家那我现在住在戴姐妹家里面哈。
So some of you know that I live in the sister Dai in Santa Maria.
而且呢我们的邻居呢他们也都非常照顾我哈。
And we have a neighbor that take care of me from our church too.
所以啊这个水果我是不需要买的很多。
So I never ever need to buy fruit.
如果需要韭菜啊，需要黄瓜啊，还有橘子啊，还有这个苹果，什么都有哈。
So I have no worry for the chive, to the oranges, for the apples, and they are all available for me.
所以你们教会了我知道是什么是彼此相爱哈。
And then you taught me what is the love for one another.
不是我在这里教导你们。怎么样彼此相爱
？That is not I'm teaching you, but I can feel the love.
这是你们在这个生活的见证上哈、啊，这个真是活出了、啊、这个基督的样式。
And it is because you have lived out the love as a testimony.
所以盼望呢，在这个小组的事工上。
So I just pray that in the ministry of a small group,
那我们能够更加的来。活出耶稣基督的样式
so that we can reflect God's love.
不但在小组里面弟兄姐妹之间彼此的鼓励彼此的关怀、啊、彼此的教导一起的成长
so in the small group that we are not only to care for each other to teach each other and but to cultivate the growth
而且呢在小组与小组之间我们有美好的互动
And we can complement and to support each other in the small groups.
因为我们不是彼此的竞争
Because we are not in position of a competition.
因为我们乃是怎么样呢
But rather,
彼此的需要
We need each other.
让我们一起低头祷告
So shall we pray?
天父上帝我们感谢你的恩典
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your mercy.
这是你将这个属灵的家庭赐给我们。
And you give us such a spiritual life, a house.
让我们学习怎么样彼此的相爱。
And we can exercise how to love one another.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
And Lord, have mercy on us.
因为我们本不知道怎么样的去爱人。
Because we do not really know how to love one another.
真是你的独生儿子耶稣基督向我们显示说你是怎么样的爱我们。
But through the example of your only begotten son Jesus Christ to teach us how to love.
愿我们每天数算你的恩典。
So that we can count your blessing daily.
让我们真是能够让你的爱充满了我们的心。
So we pray that your love will fill our heart.
也求主你赐给我们能力。
And give us the strength.
能我们使我们向周围的人去分享我们的爱
and we can share your love to the people around us
愿主你看顾我们在座的每一位
we pray that you watch over everyone here
保守我们的教会
and safe keep our church
愿我们在这里面所做的一切事都可以荣耀主
so whatever we do will to glorify you
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们大家一起